There's a new resource for those interested in all things Philadelphia. Here to tell us more about Open Data Philly is Chris Wink, co-founder of the Technically Philly blog. Chris?
Thanks, Dave.
What's this site all about?
OpenDataPhilly.org is a searchable data website, which sounds incredibly boring, but it's far more important than that might sound. It's supposed to be the widest breadth of information that you can find. It's mostly going to be at this stage for coders, developers, but it's everything from where the location of Philadelphia Housing Authority locations, where are the property parcels of police stations, where are the mural arts locations. A lot of longitude and latitude markers, but also a lot of information from every city agency. We're hoping for more license and inspection data. It's going to be the sheer, you know, data, the sheer most boring, most basic, most specific information that then can then be used to create web applications, mobile tools, things that the broader interest of Philadelphia will really be able to access and use for the betterment of Philadelphia, ideally.
Now tell us about a new avail for those considering moving to Philadelphia.
Well, yeah, there's a great example of the spirit that comes out of Open Data Philly. One tool that was created by some coders and developers was this OPA Data Liberator. And to make it really briefly understood, the Board of Revision of Taxes into the City of Philadelphia, which became the Office of Property Assessment, tracks who owns properties, you know, by tax assessment. And previously, you could only search those addresses by specific address. I could put in 1515 Market Street and see who owned 1515 Market Street. Now, a lot of civic groups, neighborhood associations, would say, hey, this new person's coming into the neighborhood and wants zoning approval, but we're not sure if they own 50 addresses in other parts of the city and are a slumlord. We'd love to be able to track that. Well, we've had a community of a handful of developers who took that information from Office of Property Assessment and made it able to be searched by name. So if you're the civic association and let's say someone comes and says, I want zoning approval, I just bought 1515 Market, you can now search that person's name and see what other properties that person owns.
And finally, thanks to GPS technology, if you're waiting for a bus or a train, there's a new avail as well.
So SEPTA released their long-awaited real-time data of their trolleys and buses. So what does that mean? Everyone can pick up a bus schedule and it'll say, oh, it's going to come at 12:05. If you've ever waited for a bus, it might not actually come at 12:05. Now there's a real-time service called Transit View. SEPTA has unveiled it where you can get mobile access to find out exactly where that bus is the moment and if it's actually going to come at 12:05 or more like 12:30.
Gosh, how often does it update?
Every 3 minutes, there's GPS tracking in all the buses and trolleys. It's a service that had already rolled out on regional rail. So every 3 minutes, you have the exact location of where that bus is.
And to learn more?
OpenDataPhilly.org has all the information, but of course, TechnicallyPhilly.com is a technology news site that covers all the exciting innovations that are happening around data in Philadelphia.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Dave.
Chris Wing, co-founder of the Technically Philly blog, he joins us on NewsWorks tonight.